There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wednesday afternoon, pretty nice one in St. Louis. And I am noticing, I mentioned this a couple of days ago, you know, it is staying quite light later.
Yes.
We are getting into a period. We got a nice stretch of weather outside of tomorrow when it's going to rain quite a bit. Alex Rich, because you're on Y98, do you talk about the Anthony Mackie Captain America comments by any chance?
We leave that to Kevin. I'm not too versed on it.
Okay, so the new Captain America movie is going to come out, and it's not Chris Evans anymore. Ironically, Chris Evans was the wokest actor in any of these films because he's let his politics get out there on social media. It's pretty clear he's a left-wing lunatic. But Anthony Mackie, who is African American, is now the new Captain America because you have to have, you know, the identity politics checked off with all the Marvel movies as well. You can't just have white people playing heroes. That is terrible, terrible, terrible. So Anthony Mackie says this. Check this out.
For me, Captain America represents a lot of different things, and I don't think the term, you know, America should be one of those representations. Like, it's about a man who keeps his word, who has honor, dignity, and integrity. Someone who is trustworthy and dependable.
Well, what I said yesterday is, and I agreed to not get into road rage incidents, but F you, Anthony Mackie. Are you kidding me? So if you Google this today, one of the things that was interesting about yesterday, because I did this as an experiment, there weren't a lot of publications that were covering what Anthony Mackie said. They were protecting him. Now the publications like Variety and The Hollywood Reporter, now they want to report on it because he's clarified his position, Sue. And it says, Anthony Mackie clarifies his viral Captain America comment. I'm a proud American. Sure you are. Let me be clear about this. I'm a proud American, and taking on the shield of a hero like Cap is the honor of a lifetime, Mackie wrote on Instagram. I have the utmost respect for those who serve and have served our country. Cap has universal characteristics that people all over the world can relate to. I'm sorry. That's not really an apology, and it's not a clarification. So the headline actually says he's clarified. What has he clarified? He hasn't clarified anything. I think he clarified that he's trying to cover his ass after making a public relations nightmare for Disney, because this isn't going to go away. All right. So when the movie comes out, for people who haven't heard about this, because, again, they're being shielded by most of the legacy in the mainstream media, there's a lot of folks out there. This would be called the Bud Light treatment for Captain America, because some of the folks out there on you know, social media have a lot of power and a lot of sway.
Yeah.
And when these things take off, especially when it becomes personal like this, it would not shock me at all. And I'm actually a little surprised that Trump hasn't weighed in on this, right? Because it seems something that's kind of right up his alley.
No, I understand what you're saying. I heard a longer bite this morning that Mark Cox played, and it's much more extensive. And I wonder what the rest of it was. I can't remember the whole thing. But the rest of it sounded better. That one part is terrible,
well,
obviously.
Well, what the Hollywood Reporter, the Hollywood Reporter actually said that they could not find, they said clips of Mackie's comments online didn't reveal the exact question that he was answering. And they reached out to Marvel and Mackie for further clarification. But isn't it kind of clear that he says that, I mean, listen to what he says. How do you dance around this?
For me, Captain America represents a lot of different things, and I don't think the term, you know, America should be one of those representations.
How is that confusing?
It's not good.
No. And he's trying to, again, he's trying to CYA at this point. I don't think it's going to work. We'll see. Look, that's going to be a big movie. They're going to make a lot of money because it's Disney, and most of the people in this country won't have any idea that Anthony Mackie hates the country, but we're going to try to spread the word and make sure people do know that. Alex, there's a great golf expo that's coming up this weekend, and we were supposed to do a virtual thing on Friday that I am maybe pulling out of because I'm worried about my back right now.
Mm-hmm. That's what you tell me.
Well, I know, and they're making fun of me here in the studio because they don't think I have an injury, even though I was in a lot of pain on Monday.
I don't know that you do.
Jacked up on muscle relaxers.
It is a contest.
Here's the thing. Right now, I actually feel good. I pulled out of pickleball and racquetball tonight. I was going to play pickleball last night because I don't want to aggravate it again.
You're saving it for the golf expo.
You can no, get I'm saving tickets. It because I want to walk and not be in pain and carry my grandson probably tomorrow. I have one more day with him.
Well, if people want to get tickets and participate against me, I'll be playing, and they can go to the stlouisgolfexpo.com. It's basically the indoor golf league. They're bringing it to St. Louis, and they're going to have a little competition with people there at the golf expo. So,
yeah, it's going to be fun.
You know, when you lose to me, Mark, in golf, you can still walk around and look at some cool golf stuff.
Did you watch Tiger and Rory the other night?
I didn't. I missed it.
It was pretty cool. The only thing that wasn't cool about it, like, they had to wrap it up because they were going to a basketball game, and they have an overtime format in TGL, and it was basically, I think it was mainly closest to the pin, and it just was
time
over. All of a sudden, it was like this big buildup, a great competition between Rory's team from Boston and then Tiger's team, and then, boom, it was over. Alex Rich, you have a great week.
We'll talk to you.
Great to see you. We're going to hang out in the next hour with our friend Curtis Houck, who is the managing editor of Newsbusters. We'll talk about Carolyn Leavitt in her first White House briefing, but a little personal angle with Curtis that I was unaware of, his battle with depression. We'll share some stories in the next hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.